Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Special coverage of the top local story.
Okay, we want to set the scene for NHL, pro hockey team moving to Salt Lake City. Probably, most likely, out of Arizona. We're going to do that with the help of Frank Saravalli. He is the president of the Hockey Writers Association. And he has been all over the news, not only here, he's on talked about it last night on KSL5 television, but also in Phoenix about this pending move that we think is going to happen any day now from, Arizona, moving the Coyotes team here to Utah. He joined Hans and Scotty on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, with the latest info.
This is developing rapidly. It's not done, but I'm told that they've made significant and meaningful progress on what would be the framework of an agreement to sell the Arizona Coyotes franchise ultimately to Ryan Smith and the Smith Entertainment Group.
And we learned just yesterday that the National Hockey League had prepared two different sets of schedules for the Coyotes, one with them playing in Arizona and staying, the other with them playing in Salt Lake. That was major, massive news because it takes it from rumors to, okay, This is entirely possible. Now, I do want to say, deals fall apart. Recently, after years of negotiation, the Minnesota Timberwolves, just barely, they were going to sell to Alex Rodriguez and his group, the former baseball player. They were going to sell for $1.5 billion. This barely fell through when the Wolves owner, Glenn Taylor, just ripped the rug out from under them. So this may be progressing very well right now, but history has shown These things can fall apart.
So at our level, it's like trying to buy a home, to negotiate for a home, and then at the last minute, the rug gets pulled out from under you as a buyer.
It looks good. Everything's, your pre-qualification didn't come in. Sorry.
All right. I know it sounds like there's just a ton of stuff going on behind the scenes. There's also been a lot of discussion in the media about this. A lot of people on public forums chiming in as well. Hockey fans all in on this. And Saravalli, he's the one that broke the story about the two different draft versions of the schedule coming out between the Coyotes playing here in Salt Lake City, or playing next season, which starts in October, in Phoenix at that tiny little stadium they're at Arizona State University, my alma mater.
Mullet Arena.
Get away. Run. Run while you can. Stop being pushed all over the desert, Coyotes. Come up here where the mountains are beautiful, and we would welcome you and fill the house. We'd bring down the Delta Center. We'd be so excited to have you. But he writes for the Daily Faceoff, and he says, they're almost there. Just crossing the T's and dotting the I's stage. Well, now you've scared me, Dave, but let's listen to what Frank has to say.
The three sides are either very close or have an actual agreement in place that basically needs to be papered and signed and lawyered. So a lot of work still to do, but it's advanced to a stage where, a lot of people feel comfortable in saying behind the scenes that this is going to happen.
The three sides that he's talking about is, of course, Ryan Smith here in Utah, the Coyotes owner, Alex Morello, and then the NHL as well. The league itself has to be involved in this. And he's reporting also that the league has reached out to the Coyotes players to give them a heads up, to say, hey, this is in the works, this is a possibility, to be prepared because you are moving an entire franchise. Mm-hmm. All the players, all the staff, this is hundreds of people.
So where I sit from here in Salt Lake City, I really don't care too much about what this means for the current owner of the Coyotes down there in Phoenix, Alex Morello. But maybe this does play into the equation as to whether he decides to go through with the deal or pull the plug on the deal.
The owner of the Coyotes, he's doing this under his own free will, and he's, at least according to my sources, going to be paid handsomely to do it. I believe he's going to get upwards of $1 billion in order to make this sale happen. And so for someone that I believe the purchase price was in the $300 to $400 million range. That's pretty good business.
He could make $800 million on this sale. And the Coyotes have gone through so much over the years. They've changed ownerships. They've moved arenas. This is not a long, historied, standing owner like the Millers. This is what we're used to here in Utah, where the Millers owned the Jazz for forever, and they sold it to somebody with deep ties. This is a businessman. And the fact that you could turn a profit of hundreds of millions of dollars just speaks to how likely this is to happen.
Well, I hope it entices him to sell. I hope it entices him to sell to Ryan Smith. And I hope it means that we'll get the team here soon. I hope we get him here by October. Reading that they would play in the Delta Center at least for a while until they could figure things out in terms of maybe a multi-purpose stadium. Maybe it's not an ideal location, but let's just get the ball rolling on this. I think it's super exciting. I think it's exactly what Salt Lake City needs. I feel like Salt Lake City has been dwindling in terms of nightlife and excitement and cool and fun things to do downtown ever since the pandemic. I just haven't felt the spark in Salt Lake City since 2020. It's kind of flatlined for me. So I say bring it on. And between that and mirroring that with pairing that with a Major League Baseball team on the not far from downtown. I know that's going to take a few years, but revitalizing that part of town as well. We're growing up now. It's time to stop with the small lake city mentality. Oh, let's just keep it. Bring on NHL. Let's show them we can pack the house. Let's show them that we can bring the fans downtown. Let's build up some new restaurants in this area. Let's get the outdoor dining scene going. Please, let's get the outdoor dining scene going. We are the perfect city for that, you know, kind of vibe. And we've just never capitalized on it.
One of the tricky parts about this is the NHL plays in the fall, winter, and spring. So that isn't the best time to bring everybody downtown and do outdoor dining.
Sure it is. It's a better time to do it. Yes, it is.
You like it. Throw some heaters out there.
Absolutely. Well, they've got solutions for that now. They've got heaters. They've got those plastic roll-down shades. I mean, let's stop making excuses for being boring. Let's build this city up. And T-minus 7 days, according to Saravelli, the announcement could come as soon as next Thursday. Next Thursday. So while we're all in the middle of the great shakeout drill on Thursday, April 18th, the crowd will be going wild with this announcement. I hope it comes before then. I don't know if I can wait this long. But I know, Dave, you're coming at this from a completely different mindset.
Yeah, I'm looking at it as we've had hockey in Utah. We've had baseball. It's minor league. We can't fill up those stadiums. Are we really going to be able to fill up a stadium that's 2, 3, 4 times the size?
Well, you can't just stop being Debbie Downer. You got to give us some solutions and how we're going to get there to fill up a stadium next.